we as Christians are servants of the Lord out of our own will. So today we're going to be talking about sons and daughters. And I'd like to share with you our role as sons and daughters of God. So in Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 to 10, it says, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers." Our experience of being in a family might not necessarily have been a positive one. I used to be a social worker. I've worked with families where fathers have left, where mothers have left, where mothers and fathers have left. And so it can really be difficult for young people growing up in care, not quite knowing what a father's love is like, what a mother's love is like. So God's promise to his believers for yourselves might not be an enticing one. But in God's family, he loves and cares for us, but he also provides discipline and an expectation that we obey his word. Going back to chapter 6, verse 10, it says, is it not coming up on its own? It's here. "Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers." Now, belonging happens in church through acceptance, through accepting our God the Father. And it's this belonging that helps us to become a family in God. So in this way, belonging to God is through believing in him. To be in his family of believers, you have to have faith in him and look to do his will. This is something we must challenge ourselves to do on a daily basis. So therefore, we should be longing or desiring to pray for him. We should be longing to worship him. We should be longing to serve him. We should be longing to love him. And we should be longing to obey him. As for believing in him, in order to do this, we must be leaving our old life behind us. We must be leaving situations that will harm us. We must be leaving friends that will lead us astray. We must be leaving habits that bring us down. And we must be leaving anything that comes between you and God. So in his letter to the Galatians, Paul gives practical advice on how Christians should live, how we should interact with each other, and how we should be devoted to God's service. He reflects the teachings of Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount, who told us we must let our light shine before others so God may be glorified. How we should turn the other cheek, not seek revenge. And how we should love our enemies and pray for them. These are just a few of Jesus' teachings in the Sermon on the Mount. This is the Christian way of life. Loving one another and serving God. And it exemplifies being in God's family. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 16 to 18, it says, "What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will live in them and walk around among them, and I will be their God. they will be my people. Therefore, come out of the world and be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing. I will receive you. And I will be a father to you. And you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. So we are told we belong to his family. We're told he will be our father. We will be his sons and daughters. What an inheritance. But it's one that we must work for. So, how are we with each other? Do we give each other time? Do we visit each other? Do we encourage each other? Do we pray for each other? Time. Now, if you were to spend 10% of your waking day, I'd give you about 15 hours. I'd give you 9 hours sleep. Not bad, is it? It would be about 90 minutes listening to what God has to say and giving you time to give him praise and to give him glory. And visiting. We should know that at any one time we have church people who are ill or low, so could welcome a phone call or maybe even a visit. Prayer. Get involved with the Tuesday prayer day so you know who you are praying for and who to bless when they get healed. To be an encourager. Just a few encouraging words at the right time can help lift a person's spirits and remind them they are in the family of God. Your energy and your skill. It might be you've got a lot of energy that can be used to keep the church tidy, up to date, and still standing. You may also have skills that can help one of the brothers or sisters in the church in their time of need. Experience. Maybe you've been a Christian for a number of years. Get alongside a newer Christian. Give them help and advice based on your years of experience. Transport. A lot of our church family are older, so would appreciate being picked up for church and dropped off later. Why not make yourself available to do that? They would be things that would be really appreciated by the people who are receiving them. I need to find where I am now. Oh, there I am. I'll turn it over. So, part of being a Christian is being open to God changing us. Not just when we get saved, but on an ongoing basis. Now, just for a reminder, because we all need reminders. 4 weeks ago, Alex told us from the Word of God that it's our actions, not our words, that show that we follow God. 3 weeks ago, Lisa told us how this year, 12 families have become debt-free. 26 families had been supported and visited. And Jeff told us how his life had been transformed by the work of CAP. All this was done from this church base. 2 weeks ago, Sue told us how God gave her words to say that could be challenging to us as a congregation. And she preached how our lives should be transformed, quoting Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good and pleasing and perfect will. Now, we also have a situation, I'm trying to find it, where there's people in church who've been doing quite a lot over the years, and I just wanted to use them as an example. I don't want to embarrass them, but just to highlight their work for God. I was chatting with Beryl the other day, as we do on a regular basis, and she was telling me about all the aspects of church life that she was involved with. At one point, she was involved in every single ministry, apart from the youth. So she helped with mums and tots, winning women. Was the hospital visits, was that one of yours as well? Yeah, quite a few of the things that we did in church that she helped. And then she said to me, as only Beryl can, "I wish I could do more." 86 years of age, and she still wants to work for God. But what she does do, and I'm fortunate to be one of the people that gets to visit her, what she does do is she opens up her home. And when you go there, you just feel at peace. Warren, who comes there, Sam, who comes sometimes, they'll go and visit her, and they say exactly the same thing. When you go to Beryl, it's like going home, and they feel peaceful. It would be the same for Bev, her niece, but she usually ends up with a paintbrush in her hand or doing something. But other than that, when she's there, she does enjoy that. Another person that I want to mention, Andy. If you can put your hand up, that'll be great. People can see you. Hand in the air, Andrew. Good lad. He's not going to do it, is he? He's not going to put his hand up. Yeah, he told me he never put his hand up for Teddy Hanford, for Jim. So he's not going to put his hand up for me. So Andy's Sunday morning starts quite early. He gets in order to practice on the drums with the team. And then when we've had the collection, he goes and counts it and records it. And sometime in the week, he then has to go into Manchester to pay it in. He helps in the cafe on a Wednesday, makes a cracking brew and really good portions of trifle. And I'm sure this Wednesday I'll be getting a really big portion. Or maybe I won't be getting any at all. That could be the way it goes. He also helps out on the sound desk, Dynamite Dads, once a month. And I think some of you know we used to have some men living in the back there. And he'd turn up here 8 o'clock in the morning to open the church so those men could come in and have a shower and start the day sort of clean. And he's not a bad baker as well. He does some really nice cakes. And if you want to get a card off him, he won't be shy in giving you one. And I'm sure I could stand here and talk about others who have given their time, energy, skills and experience to make sure the church runs smoothly and that the church family are cared for. Right, this one. In Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 to 10, it says... Or maybe it doesn't. Hang on. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. I've done that one, haven't I? Hang on. Right. Okay. That page is gone. That's that one done. That's that one done. You've only got one to go. Oh, yeah. Right. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 16 to 18... No, done that one as well. Must be here somewhere. Romans 12, here we go. Romans 12, chapters, verses 1 to 2. Right, so it's part of our transformation. Paul advises us how we should move forward in faith. Right, back on track. Romans chapter 12, verses 6 to 8. Which will be on the back of here. It's behind you. Well, I did that last week and I cricked my net. I was like that and people couldn't see. So I wrote them down. We have different gifts according to the grace of God given to each of us. So if your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is to give generously, give generously. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Some of our gifts appear straightforward. Serving, encouraging, and giving. Others seem maybe out of reach to most of us. Prophesying, teaching, leading. But let's not forget, these are gifts from God. And they're available to all believers according to the grace of God. You will know if it's a gift from God, as it will go beyond your natural ability. So throughout Paul's letters to the different churches, he's quick to remind them that they should obey the law of the land, such as paying taxes. So we're not above the law, but we live to a different law. When we pay our taxes, we see that the law of the land is enforced on us from the outside. But God's law is impelled from within us through his Holy Spirit and through our will. It says in Leviticus we should love our neighbour as ourselves. And it says in Romans, love does not do wrong to a neighbour, or a brother, or a sister. So we should be gentle and supportive to fellow believers, not to judge them, because it's God who is our judge, and to whom we have to account for ourselves, for what we've done, but moreover, what we've not done. Our freedom in Christ is to be celebrated and cherished, but shown with Christian charity, not to be limited by what people say. So, church family, brothers and sisters, sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father, are you ready for your transformation? Whether you've been a Christian for 50 years, as I have this year, or maybe just a few months, it's honourable service to be being transformed. So God be the glory. Great things he has done. Greater things he will do. Amen.